McMurdo in the morning here. It's a chilly Monday morning in Cedar Rapids. Now, I wish I had more time to talk this morning because I'd love to just talk and talk and talk about Tiger Woods because I'm just so damn thrilled the man won his 15th major and it happened to be the Masters. The moment of watching simultaneously on split screen him hugging his dad after his first green jacket and him hugging his son yesterday were something magical you don't always see in sports. Hell of a job, Tiger. Glad you're back on top, buddy. And congrats also to the guy who bet $85,000 on Tiger Woods to win $1.19 million. Or $1.15 million, whatever it was. That was a great bet for you. Panned out, unlike the Texas Tech guys with his bet he should have sold. But hey, it's all in hindsight, right? How'd Tiger get there? Tiger can't drive as far as he used to, you know? Tiger used to be able to outdrive everyone by 20 to 60 yards, depending on who you were. Yeah, I mean, he had the KJ choice that could fucking get it down there. But beyond that, I mean, it was Tiger Woods just blasting it past everyone else. Well, now you got guys like Rory, guys like Fowler. Like these guys, Ricky Fowler, these guys are blasting the ball, you know, 20, 30 yards past Tiger. There's some heavy hitters in the game. But how'd Tiger get it done? Well, with his course knowledge, his short game. I mean, some of those upshots. I mean, you're hitting upshots through trees. You can't even see the green. Placing it on a slope of the green, letting it roll down to the pin. That's pure memory, it seems like. You walk over there, I mean, I can go look at that slope 20 times and not know where to put it. The putt he made to set up par to win it all. Easily one of the best putts I've ever seen. So let's all just sit here and bask in everything when you think like you get to watch Tiger Woods play. It's amazing. You have to just be happy. And you have to just sit there and say, gosh, it's great that I'm able to witness something like this in my lifetime. It's just great. And if you don't feel like that, you're not a golf fan. You're just probably a piss poor person. Always complaining about something. Always finding some reason why you didn't win or why someone else won. You know, I found myself doing something like that yesterday. A little recreational disc golf. Found myself bitching a lot. I think it's because I think I'm better than the people I'm playing with. But then I never know because I don't play to my full potential. So that I think I should just move up because then, you know, I don't think I'm as good as those guys. And you generally play up to competition, right? So I'm just going to move up. See, this is the same thing in all sports. You know, you play up to competition or down to it usually. I mean, that's why you see some games being close in the NBA. I mean, speaking of the NBA, what about that 8-point quarter the Celtics held the Pacers to? 8 points in the third quarter. Wow. Defense, 84-64. That's a grind right there. That's ugly. But you can see that from this Boston team. That's how they got where they were at last year was defense. That's how they did it. I like Boston in this series, like I've said. I went 2-for-4 yesterday, by the way, on picks. Boston won by double digits. Thought they might win by 10. That was a good call. The Bucks blew out Detroit. That was a good call. What was not a good call was thinking that Utah might go in and pull a fast one and get a nice little first game upset in Houston. It was not accurate at all. Houston handled business and dominated. The Ricky Rubio experience did not work. It was actually incredibly failed. It was just an incredible fail. It was just terrible. And the other game, again, no such love for me.
Oh, excuse me.
No such love for me in the other game, all right? Because, gosh, yeah, I don't know what. OKC started real slow. They tried to claw their way back, but pretty much the whole game, Portland just held on. And you wonder if it's love. You know, CJ McCollum trying to get a little shout out from a Instagram model. You know, he's been trying to get her to give him a little play. I mean, who knows? Maybe love won. All right, there's a couple songs like that. Well, today we got a couple more playoff games coming up, and playoff games, you know, they're always exciting. I think I don't think the Nets can pull two straight off in Philly, though, so I think Philly will bounce back. And I think, honestly, the Warriors are just going to keep on rolling against the Clippers. Beyond that, there's not much for me to talk about. I don't have time to dig into baseball or the MMA fights this weekend. We do have a new champion. Or, well, not a new champion. We did stop a two-division champ. So Max Holloway is no Conor McGregor, gentlemen. He is not. He got his face beaten where it looked like raw hamburger. But anyways, McMurrin in the morning is out. You guys have a wonderful Monday morning, Monday afternoon, and Monday evening. Enjoy the weather if it's good. Pray for it to be better if it's not. I'll talk to you guys in the AM.